Hi, Rhonda Stoppy, No Regrets Woman, here for Crosswalk.com. 10 reasons to go to church, even when you don't feel like it. As we approach the new year, it's oftentimes it will take some time to evaluate what we spent our previous year doing or not doing. And sometimes we evaluate, if you're a smart person, you evaluate what you have accomplished, what you have maybe skipped over that was important that you need to return to. You know that a really good football coach will have their players watch the game over and over again so that they can pick up on the things that they want them to change and to grow to be a better player. Sometimes at the end of a year, it's real smart to evaluate how we spent our last year. How many hours did you spend on social media? Don't answer that. How much time did you spend worrying? How much time did you spend, overspending? All of those things are good to evaluate as we go into a new year to consider how best we can spend our time to glorify God. But one of the most important things that I'm going to ask you today is, did you go to church? I know with the pandemic, people have gotten so comfortable watching church online, watching because it's easier. Somebody has the sniffles or somebody has a game, so we're not going to go today, or we stayed out too late Saturday night, so we're not going to attend service, but we'll watch online. And while it is nice for you to still hear the message that your pastor has prepared, maybe even sing along with the worship with the church, the Bible says to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as such is the habit of some. And I'm not talking to those of you that have health issues that really can't make it to church. Praise God for an online community that helps you be able to stay connected to your church family if you truly have health issues that keep you away. But let's be honest, I think we've gotten lazy. I think it's become easier to just click that little tab and stay home and have our hot cocoa and, you know, snuggle by the fire and watch church online. But isn't that kind of a consumer mentality? Isn't that kind of taking rather than giving? You know, God called us to attend a church family and to use our gifts to minister to others, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. It is not a place to consume. It's not a place to go and say, I don't like the music, so I'm not going to go this week, or I don't want to hear that message, so I'm going to stay home, or I don't know, whatever the reason is that keeps you home. It's a place to go and say, where does God want me to serve with my gifts? Maybe you're a quiet, joyful person that just wants to stand at the door and welcome people. My sweet friend Terry has taken up the welcoming greeter spot on our Sunday mornings, and I'm so grateful that she has. A dear friend of ours, Mike, who had held that position, he passed away suddenly, and it's been empty. And Terry, in her sweet, joyful manner, has done such a good job welcoming families and learning the names of the children. Maybe it's singing in the choir or on the stage with the worship committee or worship team, whatever it is. I don't sing. I wish I did, but I don't sing. Whatever it is, what is your ministry? Are you a teacher? Are you an encourager? Are you a prayer warrior? If you forsake going to church on a regular basis, you're actually betraying your congregation. And you're disobeying the Lord. I know that's hard to take and hard to hear. This is a pastor's wife, so I'm preaching at you. But the reality is, you know what? Your pastor doesn't just work on Sunday. All week long, I watch my pastors study and pray and read and discern and research and be prepared to deliver a message on Sunday morning to you. And he wants to look into your eyes. He wants to connect with you. He wants to encourage you with truth. He wants to uplift you. He wants to worship with you around the throne. And when you stay home, when you're lazy, or when you're just, for whatever reason, making excuses, maybe somebody offended you and you don't want to go anymore because you don't want to be offended. Well, you know what the Bible says? Psalm 119, 165 says, "Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." When I pick up an offense, I know that I'm not loving God's word. It doesn't mean people won't offend you, but when we get bumped, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And when I get bumped, what comes out of me is what the Holy Spirit can now show me, my sin, what he wants to work on in my heart and in my life. So if you're not living in community on a regular basis going to church, you're not getting bumped. And it's easy to think you're all right. But man, sometimes living in a community with other believers, it reveals the thoughts and intents of our own hearts, right? So there's 10 points, and I'm going to read them to you, but I'm not going to go into them because I really don't have time because that intro took way too long. Number one is for the preaching of the word, because it is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, and God will use it to transform your life. These days, we're more accustomed to getting our information through social media, and we click away if we don't want to hear something. When you're sitting in a service and the Holy Spirit begins to quicken your heart with the word of God, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Number two, to participate in corporate worship. You're not there to be entertained. You're not there to decide if you like the music or not. You're there to worship in the presence of the Most High God and to sing praises to Him. The next one we just talked about is iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27:17. Meeting regularly with other believers is a source of encouragement and strength, but know this, when iron rubs against iron, not only does it become sharper, but sparks will fly, and that's part of the process. Number four, to exercise your gifts. Number five, to encourage your pastor. Don't just go to church on Pastor Appreciation Month. You are encouraging your pastor when you care enough to show up and serve Christ alongside of him. It's where you go, number six, to find godly mentors. My podcast, Old Ladies Know Stuff, is a great resource because I knew when I was a young woman, I needed older women to speak truth, Titus 2 women, into my life. You will find them when you attend church regularly. Number seven, teach your kids to love church. So often parents want to wait till their teenagers or their adolescent starts going sideways, and then they want to force them to attend youth group, and the kids don't even want to go because it's not been a regular part of their life. Number eight, to be a light to your community. Jesus said the world will know that we are his disciples by our love for one another. And Satan wants to destroy any sense of love and community in the body of Christ. When you commit to loving God and loving others, the light shining from your Christ-honoring love is what the Spirit can use to draw others to want to know Christ too. Bear one another's burdens. If you're not there, you don't even know the struggles that people are going through. God wants to use you to be his arms, to encourage others, to hug them, to cry with them, to laugh with them, and to pray with them. And the last one is because God said so. Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. I don't know about you, friends, but if you just look around at what's going on in the world, it is evident the day is approaching for the return of Jesus Christ. And the hard times that are coming, we need to be prepared, and we need to be serving the Lord together in a community, praying for one another and cheering each other on. Oh, that God would capture our hearts in a new and fresh way. I pray that his Spirit stirs in us a zeal and a commitment to meet together with God's people in this new year and to praise him, to love others, and to shine brightly the hope of Christ to a generation who is desperate to believe that what we say we believe is true is in fact true. So go to church in 2023. I promise you won't regret it. Happy New Year.